to me, that's been nowhere more evident than what we're seeing in the Interior Department, because the President says he supports an all-out, all-of-the-above energy strategy, but the Department has repeatedly taken steps to limit American energy production. And a couple of examples. In November, the Department proposed a five-year plan for offshore oil and gas development, which excludes both Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans. The plan excludes the development off the coast of Virginia, even though both senators, both Democrat senators, and the governor of Virginia, Republican, supported such development. In January, the Department withdrew approximately 1 million acres in northern Arizona from uranium production. The Department withdrew this land even though both senators and the governor of Arizona opposed the withdrawal. And the Department continues to pursue new stream protection regulations which will limit American coal production. The Department is taking this step even though members of Congress and officials from coal-producing states oppose the new regulations. Now we get to the specific pain at the pump. On Friday, the front page of the USA Today read, most ever could get hit by $5 gasoline. The President said he's focused on production. But the Department policy seemed to speak otherwise, as does the fiscal 2013 budget, which includes tens of billions of dollars in new taxes and fees on American energy. But the President can't have it both ways. He can't pursue a, quote, an all-out, all-of-the-above energy strategy and at the same time block or tax new energy production. So I wanted a couple of questions, and following up specifically with the release the President did last year from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, has this administration begun any planning to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve again this year?
Senator Ross, all options are on the table.
So that is something that then you are considering tapping. So could you explain what happened to gas prices last year following the President's decision to tap the strategic reserve?
What I would say, Senator Ross, all options are on the table, and I would disagree as